even if we should send down the angels to them, and the dead shall speak to them, and even if we should bring all things together face to face to them, they would not believe unless Allah had enforced His will. The thing is that most of them persist in ignorance. And in the same manner have we made the evil ones from among ordinary human beings and the jinns, enemies to every prophet. Some of them suggest one to another gilded speech to beguile them. Had your Lord enforced His will, they would not have done so. So leave them alone with what they forge. And the result of their so doing is that the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter are inclined to it, and they take pleasure therein, and they continue committing their evil deeds as they are doing. Say, what? Shall I seek for a judge to decide between us other than Allah, when it is He who has revealed to you this perfect book clearly explained? And those to whom we have given this book know that it is revealed by your Lord with all the requirements of truth and wisdom, so be not of the disputers. The prophetic word of your Lord is bound to be fulfilled in truth and justice. There is no one who can change His words. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Should you obey the majority of those on earth, they would lead you astray from Allah's way. They follow nothing but mere surmise, and they do nothing but make conjectures. Surely He, your Lord, knows the best who goes astray from His way, as He knows the best the rightly guided. So do not follow those who go astray, and eat of that over which the name of Allah has been pronounced, if you are indeed believers in His messages. What reason have you that you do not eat of that over which Allah's name has been pronounced, whilst He has already explained to you the things He has forbidden to you, excepting that which you are constrained to eat out of necessity? And surely many mislead others by following their own fancies due to lack of knowledge. Verily your Lord knows best these transgressors. Refrain from sin in form and in spirit. Verily those who commit sins deliberately shall be repaid according to the deeds committed by them. And do not eat of that on which Allah's name has not been pronounced, for it is the sure product of disobedience. Certainly the evil ones suggest their friends to dispute with you, and if you obey them, you shall invariably become polytheists. Can he who was lifeless before, and to whom we gave life and we provided for him a light whereby he moves about among the people, be like the person whose condition is as one consigned to thick darkness from whence he cannot emerge? Thus the deeds of the disbelievers are made fair-seeming to them. Similarly, have we made the leaders in every town the guilty ones, with the result that they intrigue therein. But little do they understand that, as a matter of fact, they intrigue only against themselves. And when there comes to them a divine message, they say, "We will never believe unless we ourselves are given the like of what has been given to the messengers of Allah." Allah knows best whom to entrust His messengership. Surely humiliation and severe and disgraceful punishment from Allah shall befall those who cut off their ties with Him because of their intrigues against our prophets. But as to whom Allah intends to guide, He opens His bosom to Islam, and as to him who He allows to go astray, He makes His bosom close and constricted, so that he feels as though he were climbing up to the heights. Just as Allah does this, He lays ignominy on those who do not believe. And this path is an exact right path leading to your Lord. We have indeed explained the messages of truth in detail for a people who would accept admonition. There awaits with their Lord an abode of peace, and He is their patron because of their righteous deeds. Beware of the day when He will gather them all together and say, "O multitude of jinn, you made a great many of the ordinary people subservient to yourselves in disobedience. And their votaries from the people will say, Our Lord, some of us benefited one from another, but at last we have reached the end of the appointed term which you determined for us. He will then say, The fire is your lodging, therein to abide unless Allah wills otherwise. Verily your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing. In the like manner do we let some of the unjust have power one over another because of their wrongful deeds. O multitude of jinn and ordinary peoples, did there come to you no messengers from among yourselves who related to you my messages and warned you that you would face this your day? They will say, Yes, we bear witness against ourselves. And the present life has beguiled them, and they will bear witness against themselves on that day that they were disbelievers. This is because your Lord destroys no township unjustly whilst their inhabitants are unwarned. And for all are fixed different degrees of rank in accordance with their deeds. Your Lord is not at all unaware of what they do. Your Lord is self-sufficient, Lord of mercy. If he will, he may do away with you, O disbelievers, and replace you with such others as he will, just as he evolved you from the seeds of other people. Verily, that punishment which you are promised must come to pass, and you cannot frustrate his plans. Say, O my people, go on working according to the utmost of your capacities and positions. Surely I am doing my best. Soon you shall come to know for whom is the best reward of this abode. Anyhow, the wrongdoers never attain their goal. They allocate to Allah a portion out of what he has produced of the tillage and the cattle, and they say, This is for Allah, according to their fancies, and this is set apart for our gods. Then what is for their associate gods never goes over to Allah, but what is set apart for Allah does often go over to their associate gods. How ill they judge! Just as their associate gods turned the polytheist away from Allah, so did they make even so monstrous a deed as the killing of their children seem fair to a large number of the polytheists, with the result that they ruin them and that they obscure for them their religion. And if Allah had enforced his will, they would not have done so. So leave them alone and that what they forge. And they say, according to their fancies, such and such cattle and tillage are secure. None shall eat them except whom we please. So they assert, there are some cattle whose backs have been forbidden for use, and some cattle over which they would not pronounce the name of Allah. They do all this, forging a lie against him, that such practices are by his will. Soon he will surely punish them for the lies they have forged. They further say that the young one which is living in the womb of such and such cattle is exclusively reserved for our males and is forbidden to our spouses. But if it be stillborn, then they are all partakers of it. He will surely repay them with punishment for their false specification. Surely he is all-wise, all-knowing. Certainly they suffer a loss, those who kill their children in folly and in ignorance, and forbid themselves what Allah has provided for them, forging lies in the name of Allah. They have indeed gone astray, and they are not rightly guided. And he it is who evolved gardens, trellised and untrellised, and the date palms, and the cornfields, whose produce and fruits are of diverse kinds and taste, and oil-producing plants, and pomegranates, similar in kind, yet dissimilar in variety. Eat of the fruit of each when it yields fruit, and render thereof his due in charity on the day of harvesting, and do not exceed the bounds. Verily he loves not those who exceed the bounds. He it is who created some of the cattle for carrying burdens, and some, like sheep and goat, are too low to carry burdens but fit for slaughter. Eat of what Allah has provided for you, and do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for he is indeed an enemy disuniting you from Allah. And of cattle slaughtered for food, he has created 8 heads in 4 pairs, the pair of sheep, the pair of goats. Say, is it the 2 males he has made unlawful, or the 2 females? Or is it that young which the wombs of the 2 females contain which he has forbidden? Expound to me the case with sure knowledge if you are in the right. And he created the pair of camels and the pair of cows. Say, is it the 2 males that he has made unlawful, or the 2 females, or is it that which the wombs of the 2 females contain which he has forbidden? Or were you present when Allah enjoined this unlawfulness and lawfulness on you? Who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah deliberately, that he may lead the people astray without having any knowledge? Verily, Allah does not guide the unjust people. Say, I find nothing in what Allah has revealed to me that forbids the people to eat anything except it be that which dies of itself, or blood poured forth, or flesh of swine. For all this is unclean. Or I find that thing forbidden what is profane, which has been sacrificed in other than Allah's name. Yet he who is constrained to eat any of them, having no desire for that, and having no intention to exceed the limit, will find that surely your Lord is great protector, ever merciful. And as for those who Judaized, we forbade them every animal having claws. We forbade them the fat of the oxen, and that of the goats, and of the sheep, except that fat which their backs or entrails bear, or which cleaves to a bone. That is how we punish them for their transgression, and we are always true to our words. And if they cry lies to you, then say to them, your Lord is the Lord of all-embracing mercy, but his punishment cannot be averted from the guilty people. Now those who associate partners with Allah say, if Allah had so willed, we would not have associated partners with him, nor would have our forefathers, nor would we have made anything unlawful of our own. Just as they deny you, their predecessors cried lies to their apostles of God until they suffered our punishment. Say, have you any knowledge about it? Then present it before us. You follow naught but mere conjectures, and you do nothing but tell lies. Say, then with Allah is the conclusive argument. Had he enforced his will, he would have surely guided you all. Say, bring your witnesses who can testify that Allah has forbidden the thing you forbid yourselves. Then supposing they testify this, do not bear them out, nor follow the caprice of those who treat our messages as lies, and who do not believe in the hereafter, and who set up equals to their Lord. Say, come, I will rehearse to you what your Lord has made binding on you. It is that you shall associate not anything as partner with him, and that you shall be good to parents, and that you waste not your children because of poverty. It is we who make provisions for you as well as for them too. Allah has also enjoined upon you that you approach not indecencies, whether open or hidden, and that you kill no soul which Allah has made sacred except in the cause of justice. This has he enjoined you with, so that you may learn to abstain from evil. And he has enjoined you that you do not approach the property of an orphan except in the fairest manner, until he attains his maturity, and give full measure and weight with equity. We charge no soul except to its capacity, and that when you speak, giving your verdict, observe justice even though the person concerned be a relative of yours, and fulfill the covenant you made with Allah. That is what he enjoins upon you, so that you may take heed. And the Lord says, this is my exact right path. So follow it, and follow not diverse ways, lest they should deviate you away from his straight way. That is what he enjoined you with, that you may guard against evil. And behold, we gave Moses the scripture to complete our favors upon him, who did good to others and is righteous, and to explain everything worth explaining, and as a guidance and a mercy, so that the people may believe in that they will meet their Lord. And similarly, this is a glorious book, which we have revealed full of blessings, so follow it and guard against evil that you may be shown mercy. We have revealed this blessed book, lest you should say, the book has only been revealed to two communities, the Jews and the Christians before us, and as for us, we remained unaware of what those books read. Or lest you should say, had the book been revealed to us, we would surely have been better guided than they. Now there has certainly come to you from your Lord in the form of the Quran a clear evidence, an excellent guidance, and a great mercy. Who then is more unjust than he who cries lies to the revelations of Allah and turns away from them? We will certainly award those who turn away from our revelations an awful punishment because of their having turned away. Do they await only that the angels should come to them with wars, or that complete destruction from your Lord should come upon them, or that some of the signs of your Lord should visit them with earthly calamities? The day when some of the signs of your Lord shall come, no soul that did not believe earlier or accomplished some good deeds through his belief will ever benefit by his faith. Say, wait. We too are waiting. Verily, those who have caused a split in their religion and became divided into sects, you have no concern whatsoever with them. Their case will come before Allah, then he will judge it and will fully inform them of what they have been doing. Whosoever does good shall be repaid tenfold, but he who commits evil shall be recompensed only in proportion to the evil done, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Say, as for me, surely my Lord has guided me to the exact straight path, the ever true faith, the creed of Abraham the upright, and he was not of the polytheists. Say, surely my prayer and my sacrifice, and my living and my dying are all for the sake of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No associate partner has he, and so am I ordained, and I am the first of the submitting ones to Allah. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah, whilst he is the Lord of all things? And no soul does anything evil, but only against itself. No soul that bears a burden shall bear the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return, and he will fully inform you about that truth wherein you have been disagreeing. And he it is who has made you successors of others and rulers of the land, and he has exalted some of you over the others in degrees of rank, so that he may try you by that which he has given you. Surely your Lord is quick at retribution, and he is all the same, great protector, ever merciful.
Al-Araf, the Elevated Places.
With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful.
Alif, Lam, Mim, Saad.
I am Allah, the Best Knower, the Most Truthful. This Quran is a glorious book, revealed to you that you may warn the erring therewith, and that it may be a source of eminence and honor to the believers. Let there be no constriction in your mind on this account. People, follow the message which has been revealed to you by your Lord, and follow no patrons as you assume them to be, apart from Allah. How little heed you pay to admonition! So many a rebellious township have we caused to be ruined. So our punishment visited them by night, or while they were taking their midday rest. So that their cry meant nothing, when our punishment came upon them, except that they apologizingly said, "Truly, we were wrongdoing people." We will then invariably question those to whom the messages were sent, and we will certainly question also the messengers. We will certainly relate to them true facts with exact details, having full knowledge of them, for we were never absent from them when it came to pass. On that day, the weighing, the judging of deeds, will be just and true. Then he whose scales of good deeds are heavy, it is these only who shall attain their goal. And those whose scales are light, and their deeds of little account, it is they who have made their souls suffer losses because they have been unjust with regard to our messages. People, we have indeed established you in the earth, giving you power therein, and provided for you therein various means of subsistence. How little thanks you give! We did determine you, then we gave you shape, then said to the angels, "Make submission to Adam." So they all submitted. But Iblis did not. He would not be of those who submit. God said, "What prevented you from submitting when I commanded you to submit?" Iblis said, "I am better than he. You created me from fire, whereas you created him from clay." God said, "Get down from this haughty state, for it is not proper for you to behave proudly here, so be gone. Surely you are of those who have agreed to remain in an abject position." He, Iblis, in impertinent defiance, said, "Grant me respite till the day when they are raised up again." God said, "Surely you are of those already given respite." Iblis said, "Now, since you have adjudged me to be perverted and lost, I will assuredly lie in wait for them on the straight and exact path that leads to you. There will I come upon them from their front and from their backs, and from their right and from their left, so that you will not find most of them grateful to you." God said, "Get out from this state, despised and driven away. Be sure, whosoever of these human beings follows you, I will certainly fill Gehenna with you all." And we said, "O Adam, dwell you and your wife in this garden. Then eat when and where you like, but do not even approach this tree, or you both will become of the transgressors." Then Satan made an evil suggestion to them both, with the result that their shortcomings, which were hidden from them, became manifest to them. And he said, "Your Lord forbade you from this tree, only lest you should become angels or become of the immortals." And he ardently swore to them both, saying, "Most certainly I am one of your sincere advisers." Thus he led them on the way of guile and deceit. And when they tasted of the tree and committed the things forbidden to them, their shortcomings became manifest to them. They, in order to cover themselves, began to stick the leaves of the garden over themselves, and their Lord called out to them both, saying, "Did I not forbid you from approaching that tree, and tell you that Satan is to you an enemy disuniting?" Both of them said, "Our Lord, we have done injustice to our souls, and if you do not protect us against the consequences of our faults and do not have mercy on us, we shall surely be of the losers." God said, "Get down from this land. Some of you are indeed enemies of others. And there will be for you on this earth a habitation and enjoyment of provision for a while." And he added, "In this very universe you shall live, and therein you shall die, and from it you shall be brought forth in the hereafter." O children of Adam, we have given you a raiment that covers your nakedness and is a source of your elegance and protection. Yet the raiment that guards against evils, that is the best of robes. That is one of the commandments of Allah so that they may attain eminence. O children of Adam, do not let Satan put you in trouble in the same way as he turned your parents out of the garden, stripping them of their raiment of innocence with the result that their shortcomings were made manifest to them both. Verily, he sees you, he and his tribe, in such a way as you see them not. Verily, we have made Satan's friends of those who do not believe. And when they, the disbelievers, commit an act of indecency, they say, we found our forefathers practicing on it, and it is Allah who has enjoined it upon us. Say, surely Allah never enjoins indecencies. Do you attribute to Allah what you do not know? Say, my Lord has ordained to be equitable and to keep your attention upright towards Him always in your every prayer, and to call upon Him exclusively, bearing true faith in Him. As He brought you into being in the first instance, so shall you return to Him again. There is a party whom He has guided aright, but there is another party straying has become an established fact with them. Verily, they have taken the evil ones for friends to the exclusion of Allah, yet they deem they are rightly guided. O children of Adam! Look to your elegance by dressing properly at every time and place of worship, and eat and drink, but exceed not the bounds, for He does not love those who exceed the bounds. Say, who has made unlawful Allah's beautiful things of adornment and elegance which He has produced for His servants and the delicious and pure things of His providing? Say, they are primarily meant for the believers and for the disbelievers too in this present life, but exclusively for the believers on the day of resurrection. In this way do we explain the messages for a people who would know. Say, verily my Lord has forbidden all acts of indecency, open and hidden, and every kind of sin and aggression, which is never justifiable. And He forbids you also to associate with Allah that for which He has sent down no authority, and to say concerning Allah that which you do not know, that it is in fact said by Him. For the end of every nation, there is a term fixed, so that when their term comes, they cannot delay a single moment to avoid it, nor can they get ahead of it to escape from it. O children of Adam! Whenever there come to you messengers from amongst yourselves relating to you my messages, then whosoever by accepting them becomes secure against evil and amends, there shall remain no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. But those who cry lies to our messages and turn away from them disdainfully, it is they who are the fellows of the fire, where they shall abide till long. Who is more unjust than he who forges a lie in the name of Allah, or cries lies to His messages? It is these who shall continue to have their lot of the book as ordained by Allah until there comes the time when our messengers, the angels, come to them to take away their souls. They, the angels, will say, where is now that which you used to call upon besides Allah? They will reply, they are lost to us, and they will bear witness against themselves that they were disbelievers. He, God, will say, enter into the fire along with the communities that have passed away before you, from among the jinns and ordinary people. Every time a new community enters it, it curses its sister evil-doing community, until when they have all followed one another into it, the last of them will say with regard to the first of them, our Lord, these led us astray, so give them punishment of the fire over and over again. He will say, everyone is having his punishment over and over again, but you do not know about one another. And the first of them, their leaders, will say to the last of them, the followers, if we are to blame, you two are no better than we. Suffer therefore the punishment of your evil deeds. Be sure those who cry lies to our messages and turn away from them disdainfully, the gates of the spiritual firmament shall not be opened for them, nor shall they enter paradise until a camel passes through the eye of a needle. In this way do we award punishment to those who cut their ties with Allah. They shall have Jahannam for their bed, and above them awnings of fire for cover, and thus do we requite the wrongdoers. As for those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we charge no soul except according to its capacity. It is these who are the rightful owners of paradise, where they shall abide forever. We shall strip their hearts of whatever rancor there may be for others. They shall have streams rolling at their feet, and they shall say, "All perfect and true praise belongs to Allah, who guided us to attain to this paradise. We could never have been led aright to this if Allah had not guided us. The messengers of our Lord did come to us with the truth. It will be proclaimed to them, this is the very paradise which you are made to inherit as a reward of your good deeds. The owners of paradise will call out to the fellows of the fire, we have found what our Lord has promised to be true. Have you too found what your Lord had promised to you to be true?" They will say, "Yes." Then a herald will proclaim amongst them, "Let the disapproval of Allah be on these wrongdoers, who hinder the people from Allah's way and seek to make it look as crooked, and who are disbelievers in the hereafter. And between the two, the fire and the paradise, is a barrier, and on the elevated places there shall be men like the prophets and other exalted spiritual dignitaries, who will recognize everyone by his appearance. And they shall call out to the prospective inmates of paradise, peace be on you. These prospective inmates of paradise will not have yet entered therein, though they will be hoping for this entry. And when their eyes are turned towards the fellows of the fire, they will say, our Lord, place us not with these wrongdoing people. The occupants of the elevated places will call out to certain men from the fellows of the fire, whom they will recognize by their appearance, behold, neither your multitude nor that amassing in which you took pride have been of any avail to you. Are these owners of paradise, the ones about whom you swore that Allah would not extend his mercy to them? Allah has ordered them, enter paradise. No fear shall remain on you, nor ever shall you grieve. Now the fellows of the fire will call out to the owners of paradise, pour down upon us some water, or give us some of that which Allah has provided for you. They will say, Allah has forbidden them both to the disbelievers. Those who took their faith for a futile and frivolous thing, causing diversion from Allah, they were beguiled by the worldly life. And God will say, so on this day we shall forsake them as they forsook the idea of meeting of this day of theirs, and as they denied our messages deliberately. Although we had brought them a book, which we had made clear with knowledge, as a guidance and as a mercy for a people who believe. Do these disbelievers just await the final sequel of the warning thereof? The day its final sequel comes, those who had forsaken it before in this life would say, the messengers of our Lord did indeed come with the truth. Have we now any intercessors, so that they may intercede for us? Or could we be sent back, so that we might act otherwise than we used to act? They have indeed ruined their souls, and that which they used to forge has failed them. As a matter of fact, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 eons, and at the same time, he is well established on the throne of authority. He covers the night with the day, which follows the night incessantly. And he created the sun and the moon, and the stars, all subservient to humankind by his command. Beware, his is all, the creation and the command. Blessed be Allah, Lord of the worlds.
Call upon your Lord with humility and open supplication. In fact, he does not love the transgressors. And do not create disorder in the land after the fair ordering thereof, and call on him with fear of his displeasure, and with hope of his mercy. Surely the mercy of Allah is always close to the doers of good to others. He it is who sends the winds as good tidings, heralding his mercy, till when they, those winds, bear heavy clouds, find them light. We drive the clouds to a dead land, then we make it rain. Then we bring forth from the dead land, by means of that, all manner of fruit. That is how we will bring forth the dead, so that you may achieve eminence and honor. And as for the fertile land, its vegetation comes forth, flourishing and well by the leave of its Lord. And that land which is inferior, its herbage comes forth, but scantily, and that too defective. That is how we expound our messages in diverse ways for a people who give thanks. We sent Noah to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. There is no one worthy of worship for you other than he. Surely I fear lest there should befall you the punishment of an awful day. The chiefs of his people said, Surely we see you steeped in evident error. He said, O my people, I am in no error, nor am I lost. Rather, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. I deliver to you the messages of my Lord, and I advise you sincerely, for I know from Allah what you do not know. Well, does it make you wonder that an exhortation leading to eminence and honor has come to you from your Lord through a man among you? So that he may warn you, and so that you may become secure against evil, and that you may be shown mercy? But they to whom he delivered his messages cried lies to him. So we rescued him and those with him in the ark from the deluge, and we drowned those who cried lies to our messages. They were certainly a spiritually blind people. And to Ad, we sent their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than he. Will you not then guard against evil? The unbelieving chiefs of his people said, We surely see you in folly, and in fact we deem you one of the liars. He said, O my people, there is no foolishness in me. On the contrary, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. I deliver to you the messages of my Lord, and I am to you a counselor, sincere and trustworthy. Do you wonder that an exhortation leading to eminence and honor should come to you from your Lord through a man from among you, so that he may warn you? Remember his favor when he made you the rulers after the people of Noah? And increased you vastly in respect of your bodily constitution, by making you stout and strong and tall? Remember then the favors of Allah so that you may attain the goal. They said, Have you come to us that we may worship Allah alone and renounce that which our fathers worshipped? Bring down on us the punishment you threaten us with, if you are of the truthful. He said, There has already fallen upon you the punishment and the displeasure from your Lord. Would you dispute with me regarding mere names of your false gods which you have coined, you and your fathers, names in support of which Allah has sent down no authority? If so, then wait for the consequences. I too am with you among those who wait. So we, in our mercy, saved him and his companions,
and we rooted out the last remnants of those who cried lies to our messages, for they would not believe. And to Thamud we sent their brother Sarlih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. A clear proof has already come to you from your Lord. Here is a she-camel let loose for the cause of Allah, a sign for you. Let her alone to pasture in Allah's land, and do her no harm or a woeful punishment shall overtake you. And recall His favor when He made you the ruler after Ad, and assigned you abode in the land after your sufferings. You build castles in its plains and hewed houses out of the mountains. Remember, therefore, the favors of Allah and do not commit mischief in the land, acting as creators of disorder. The chieftains of His people, who considered themselves strong and great, said to those who were reckoned weak, to those of them who had believed, Are you sure that Salih is one sent from his Lord? They replied, Surely we are believers in that message he has been sent with. Those who considered themselves great and strong said scornfully, Lo, we are disbelievers in that which you believe in. So they hamstrung the she-camel and flouted the commandment of their Lord and said, O Salih, bring down on us the punishment you used to threaten us with, if you really are one of the sent ones. So the earthquake seized them, and the morning found them lying prostrate on the ground in their habitations. Then he, Salih, turned away from them and said, lamenting upon their disaster, O my people, I delivered to you the messages of my Lord, and offered you sincere advice, but you do not like sincere counselors. And we sent Lot, and recall when he said to his people, Do you commit such abomination of sodomy, as is unprecedented and unsurpassed in the whole world? You indeed approach men rather than your women to satisfy your lust. The fact is that you are a people who transgress all limits. His people had no reply to make, but that they said to one another, Turn them, Lot and his followers, out of your township, for they are a people who show off to be pure. And we saved him and his followers, except his wife, who chose to be of those who stayed behind. And we pelted the rest of them with a severe rain, a rain of stones due to volcanic eruption combined with an earthquake. Behold, how evil was the end of those who cut off their ties with Allah. And to the people of Midian, we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah, for you have no one worthy of worship other than Him. A clear proof to this effect has already come to you from your Lord, so give full measure and full weight, and do not cheat people of their goods, nor create disorder in the land after the fair ordering therein. This indeed is best for you if you are true believers. And do not sit in every path, holding out threats to the wayfarers, and turning those who believe in Him away from the path of Allah, and seeking to make it appear as crooked. And remember His favors when you were but a few, then He multiplied you. Behold, what was the end of the spreaders of corruption? And if there be a party of you who believes in what I am sent with, and a party who does not believe, then wait with patience until Allah judges between us, for He is the best of judges.